Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code Barstool for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients and a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One Sweet Tea today and give back one can at a time.
All right, welcome to The Bracket, episode 34. Today we are doing the best feelings in the world, and we are joined by two of the Barstool Idol winners, Caroline and John Rich, which you see over here, joining in for this. What piece of Barstool content is this for you? Like, what number?
This would be, I guess, my third. I did the Yak on Friday. We did
Slut.
CEO. Yeah. Aw.
It's true.
It's rude. Still on one hand. I feel like if we get to, like, add all the stuff we did last week.
Nah, that doesn't.
Yeah. It's like trial runs, yeah.
We did three things. This is my third. I did the Bracket, or now Token CEO and the Yak, and then wrote some blogs, I guess. But
yeah, there's actually a lot of crossover listens between Token CEO and the Bracket, so that works out perfectly.
All right, perfect.
A lot of crossover, guys.
Perfect.
But yeah, they're joining us. KB will be back over here in a minute. Nick is doing, what, Dungeons & Dragons or something? With
Yeah, he's on PMT.
Yeah, he's doing Dungeons & Dragons.
Nerd alert.
Big time. Speaking of nerd alert, Coley's still out on paternity leave. Big time nerd move.
God, he loves that kid, huh?
Fucking loser, dude. Anyway, we can get started with our left side of the bracket. And we, by the way, before we get into it, we did, again, it's best feelings of the world. There's going to be a lot of different ones, and I gave a lot of different, it was a very broad topic. A lot of people responded with great picks. Tommy gave me a list of like 100 feelings. I didn't even know that many feelings.
Back when I was allowed to think, when my Thursday thoughts going, I have like 170 page Google Doc of thoughts, and I searched feeling and I found like 35 matches for feeling. So I was able to come up with quite a bit.
There's a lot, but they're all good, which is perfect for this.
I forgot that your free will was let go.
I thank God it's a Tuesday, so I'm free to think today.
So the first matchup we have on the eastern side of our bracket is the number 12 seed. And a lot of people suggested this, and I didn't even thought about it at all, which is seeing your food coming when you're at a restaurant. So like that split second of fleeting happiness when you just see the waiter and you ID the piece of food that you ordered and you know it's yours. But also there's like the complexity of like when you think it's yours but it's not. That also is the worst.
Where you see something that you wish you would have got and you know it's
regret.
But and that's going up against the number 5 seed. And this one's complicated as well. I'm just going to say no red lights. So it could be no red lights on your way to work, just on your way to any destination you want. But I will specifically Are you guys pounding for what? You guys are big no red light guys?
This is Chase's matchup.
Yeah.
You don't know the story?
Oh, no.
Legendary. Legendary.
Are you pulling up a story?
So,
this is like the Chase story.
I go on Facebook sometimes because I'm in this like Buccaneers.
Because you're over 30.
Jersey group. Yeah, whatever. And sometimes I'll look at the memories and it just happened like over the weekend where I had a memory from this guy, his name was Jamal Hadrawi, and he was my cab driver in 2010.
He's probably watching.
You had a dedicated cab driver?
Yeah, he's probably watching.
No, for one ride.
Okay.
And he drove down, it was 8th Avenue or 9th Avenue. It was one of those avenues kind of on the west side, and he drove down it, and he, you know how they're like kind of sequential? He hit, I think it was like 8 or 9.
What do you mean? They're kind
they're
of
a little bit.
Well, like the
some of them going.
The traffic lights are essentially American timed together.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, well,
so I thought you meant the streets.
So it was the end of the night. It was me and a couple buddies, and He hit like 8 or 9 yellow lights in a row.
Oh, I've heard this.
But he was like very close to hitting the red in each, and he would speed up. It was after it was like 3 or 4, it was like, holy shit. And then he kept doing it, and we were, you know, making noise in the back. It was incredible. So
is he celebrating?
He was pumped up. Yeah, no, he was. It was the coolest cab ride of all time.
I mean, you made the argument for the no red light story or choice essentially, but there's a complexity to it in that like people were saying like, oh, I love when I hit no red lights on my way to work. Like, you like getting to work faster? Like that?
Yeah. No, I think Che made a good adjustment. I think maybe getting through a yellow
versus
better than just all greens.
Yeah, there is something
feeling
satisfying
of getting
though,
through the yellow.
About seeing a sea of green ahead of you.
Yeah,
just being like, all right, let's rock. Like, let's see how much we could time. Like, I used to for my Long Island Queens listeners, Hillside Avenue, coming home from a Yankee game, used to just be able
fucking
to
fucking Guinea shut up over
just
here.
Just be able to nail all those green lights. It was really cool.
I feel like though with the yellow one, there's this feeling if you speed up, like, fuck these guys behind me that stopped at the red light.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's like a validation of like I'm better than you.
So I actually 100%. Like red lights. It's part of the reason I never drive on a highway is I like a break.
Okay.
I like a break. So I like a good red light. I don't mind chilling at the red light for a minute, get to rest my mind. So I am I don't agree with this being a great feeling. I love seeing a red light.
All right, we'll throw it to the first vote. Owen, you get to go first. Seeing your food coming at a restaurant versus no red lights. Or we'll say beating yellows.
I don't know. I think I'm pretty patient with food. I'll do the lights.
No red lights.
Are we doing yellows?
Let's do beating yellows. I think that's actually is
beating yellow lights.
Just
besting a
traffic light.
Yep, beating the traffic light.
Yeah.
Jay,
beating yellows. Shout out Nelson Muntz.
Oh,
or Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg also applies in this scenario. that is a reference where if you don't know it, you don't know. If you do, you do. I guess.
Sure don't.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into 5, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
I'm going food at a restaurant, especially if it's a long wait. I mean, seeing it come and love to see it come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Selfless lover,
John.
I'm going yellow light for sure. I'm not really a big food guy, to be perfectly honest.
I'd love to you to expound on not being a food
that
guy.
I don't love eating. I basically force myself to eat every day. It's probably a problem. I think it's because I just down nicotine all day, so I have no appetite.
That's definitely it.
Yeah, that's a huge thing.
I've ate
about a pizza a day since I've been to New York, so not a huge food guy.
A pizza slice or a full pizza?
A full pizza over the course.
No, like a slice or two.
Yeah, so you've eaten like the equivalent of one pizza's worth in your so far.
Yeah, it probably would have lasted me.
Gotcha.
4 to 5 days.
But, yeah.
No, and I can't argue with Chase's story. That sounds phenomenal.
It did sound very cool, I got to admit.
It does sound phenomenal, but I'm going to have to go with the food.
The food?
But I think that doesn't matter.
It doesn't. It's three to two
it
right
doesn't.
Now.
We, math girl.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, but what if you voted?
Okay.
I always vote only in the event of a tiebreaker.
Gotcha.
That's really just it. And with the absence of KB in this one instance, we're not going to need a tiebreaker. So that's going to move on to no red lights. Next up, we have the number 4 seed. And this was a lot of people submitted this as well. Putting in your 2 weeks notice is an extremely gratifying feeling. I've never had the experience of outright quitting and having to avoid the 2 weeks. So I don't know what that feels like. But I think it might be better. I don't really know. I don't know if any of you have done that. Have you?
Yeah,
Jay definitely.
It's better.
Just straight up quit and never
straight up quit.
Again.
No 2 weeks.
So are you guys like doing
just
that
do it?
Right now?
I literally just quit and gave zero notice and just didn't show up on Monday.
I gave a 2 weeks. I'm on the clock
as we speak.
And I hated it. I felt like really uncomfortable. But the job before this, I really didn't need to give it 2 weeks. It was just like a couple hours a week. It was like a side hustle, and I loved quitting that one. No notice.
That makes sense. I don't. I feel like, Owen, you wouldn't be a guy that did that.
Quit? No.
Like outright quit?
No. I worked like at the same bank for like 4 summers. That sucked. I never quit.
You at a bank?
Stopped going back to summer jobs.
I mean, that's quitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were like internships. Okay. But yeah.
What was your job at a bank?
I worked in the basement, and I just typed checks into Microsoft Excel. for like 14 hours a day.
Would have never expected that.
I guess the closest I came to quitting was between my graduating high school and freshman year of college. I had like this bullshit internship. I think I might have talked about it a few weeks ago, like this random sports media company my mom's friend got me, basically. I was there for 13 days.
Barstool Sports.
Yeah, I was there for like 13 days total because I used to call it 13 days a slave because I didn't get paid.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's a rough one. There's other better places. Better ways that could have gone.
And like I was going on vacation and I was like, all right, I'm going on vacation. I'm not coming back. And they're like, what? They're like, you've been here for like 2 weeks. I was like, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to college and then I'm just not going to come back here ever. But it wasn't quite as satisfying.
All right. That's going up against the number 13 seed. I'm just going to say in a blanket, fresh haircuts. Because the fresh haircut feeling, especially if you're a guy, no offense, Caroline, if you feel the back of your head after a fresh haircut, like, you know how you do this, right?
Yeah,
you just do like that.
Doing
you're
right.
doing this all the time. It feels great. It's a fantastic feeling. Jay, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do we say like getting a haircut even? Because that's one of my ASMR triggers.
I love
getting a haircut or watching haircuts.
Yeah, let's just switch it to
touching
that.
Hair.
Watching haircuts?
Oh, I love
getting your hair washed is great.
I don't enjoy the cut.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
I find it oddly satisfying.
Well, like the buzzing up against your head.
Yeah. Like watching them like be so particular with like.
It's the feeling. I don't care to watch.
I don't think I can enjoy anything other than just like feeling uncomfortable with the one-on-one time.
Mm. Do you like the small talk?
People there, right?
Yeah, do they try to talk?
I have enough of a rapport with my guy now where it's fine. We could sit in silence. We could talk. But yeah, if you're going to a new barber, that is brutal.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever
silence is the move?
I mean, I gotta ask: do you guys ever fall asleep in the barber chair?
You've asked this question many times. I don't think this is a thing.
Not once ever, or been anywhere close.
I feel like they would have to wake you up because they're like, "Oh, move your head."
You gotta move your head.
Well, like you're not like Glenny in a hotel lobby, like passed out. It's the picture I just shot.
But that would make just more, got circulated, but more, that would make more
the
sense.
It's more like
move.
You're just like
I don't think they need
like
to move you. Yeah. They just move the chairs. You don't have to be like.
Oh, there'll be sometimes like turn your head this way, turn your head.
Do like a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, not a big deal.
It's very, I think, very odd because it's not only are you falling asleep while another person is in contact with you, but you have a buzzing razor against your skull.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's very difficult to go to sleep with that.
And my barbers like move my like.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like,
draw, like if I move a little bit when I fall asleep, I feel like I'm.
You ever get like a little turned on when they put the towel on your neck?
Oh, yeah.
Like
hairy turned on.
Yeah.
Yes.
I watch sexual. Hot towel shaves too. Yeah. Like I love a good hot towel.
I request it.
Favorite type of porn hot towel shave?
No, like I'm not even fucking with you. Like
porn, you freak.
No, but like, you know, massage porn? It's like hot towel.
No.
I just watch regular massages, not even to jerk off. Just to watch, to just be like, oh, this is cool.
It's you and
I recommend it. If you're falling asleep, you want some ASMR? ASMR massage, ASMR.
12 hours of a massage.
ASMR suit fitting? Oh,
wait,
my God.
Wait, is ASMR massage, is it just strangers moaning?
You just hear the sound,
it's not
sound
moaning,
of the hands
it's
on the skin.
Like, I like, there's one of my favorite
you,
ones is this Indian guy applying
demonstrate.
A phone case.
Yeah.
Demonstrate, please.
The ASMR. So they'll go like, okay, so now we're going to. How gross. But like I'm bad at it, but it, you know, if it's like a hot, I'd prefer if it's a hot girl, but it's not sexual. If
but
that
what's
makes
the
sense.
Sound of them like rubbing their
it's, it's a more of a visual trigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, it's not my favorite
or
trigger.
Audio. ASMR is audio, right?
Visual. You're serious
ASMR.
About this?
I'm 100% serious.
Oh,
I literally fell asleep last night to an ASMR video of this Indian guy in AT&T Square applying a phone case.
Oh, I assumed you were lying to be weird.
Yeah,
no, that
sounds, no,
that
doesn't sound
literally awesome. All been truthful.
Ah,
I mean, the same testimony.
I've talked about
was,
this for like 5 years, very, very publicly.
It's the same. Look,
don't lie to me.
Said right. Sean Watson's court right now, or is Tommy's argument?
Yeah, but they have all these videos have like millions of views. Like I'm not
yeah.
crazy.
They're no, you're not.
You're half
great suit fitting ones. Daniel George.
You're just asleep and it's on loop.
It's weird that you know ASMR suit fitting guys. Like you have like you know them by name.
Navy suit for war. That's a classic. There'll be
no.
people who know that one.
No, there's no.
No, there's not. They're not.
Guarantee
really
there's
not.
People that know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right now. But
there's this one guy who it's like a. It's actually pretty fucking funny. Like some of the comments. Like there's one guy who he's a table tennis inspector. He inspects. Like the, what is it called?
The paddles.
Paddle, the paddle. Yeah. Like incredibly specifically for like 15 minutes. There's this other guy, like this old Irish guy who makes the perfect sandwich. I almost like, I almost recommend watching.
Pretty good accent.
Oh, I did watch, funny. I watched a Swedish woman cook once.
And yeah, yeah. It's cool. It's
lovely.
Yeah.
Caroline different. And John, what are your like YouTube,
what are, your,
what are you
YouTuber?
Watching?
I don't know. Barstool Sports stuff.
Yeah,
you don't have to say that anymore.
Good answer,
yeah,
but
I don't anymore. I haven't since I started.
Yeah, there's a, cool. there haven't been a lot of time. I'm chiropractic pops, like people getting their back popped, and also
No, but she said it's normal. That's a regular.
It's the
thing.
Same
I love that.
It's very
oh,
simple.
Cracks is way more normal.
Also,
than bones.
Pimple popping.
There, when did I say moans?
You implied
it was
moans.
Very. The moan
no
was definitely
said. I like when the girls are hot.
Yeah, I prefer when girls are hot. I'm straight as hell. But I'm just like in ASMR video, if I'm gonna watch a video of someone whispering, I'd prefer it to be a hot girl, but it's not.
So you're saying that girls aren't hot, like you hate them and
no, I'm saying just
than
a man.
Actually, you know what the best like the most satisfying thing I watch like that is the earwax cleaning.
Yeah,
oh, that's incredible. That's
out,
incredible.
Freak me out, man.
Can you imagine how good that would feel pulling a whole
with
chunk
all the water?
Yeah, that one and the one with like the little claw too? That's in the camera, and they like kind of you watch it as it claws out earwax. It's really gross.
How about the blackhead ones?
I like the blackhead ones. I like a lot. Pimple popping ones I like the actual Dr. Pimple Pop.
I find those gross
nonstop.
Dude,
she sometimes is like, she'll be like, "Whoa, look at all of that!" Like she. Can't.
I was out to eat at a diner once, eating scrambled eggs, and the woman in the booth behind me was talking about Dr. Pimple Popper, describing it pouring out like ricotta cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
They never want the cysts. There's one guy I saw the other day, he had a horn on his head, and it was just a big-ass cyst. And he's like, yeah, I grew it like 20 years ago, and I just haven't gotten checked out. I'm like, how you just walk around day to day, a fucking horn on your head.
Yeah.
All right, but here's the better question, that instead of what do you watch on YouTube, just name a YouTuber that you know. That isn't like fucking Logan Paul or something.
I don't even know if I know a single YouTuber.
I don't either.
If you know a content creator, they're likely a YouTuber. And that includes TikTokers and all that.
I don't fuck with like weird YouTube. I do not go down any sort of YouTube rabbit hole.
See, that's I would prefer to watch random YouTube videos. I don't have any specific channel.
You just literally just named a very specific ASMR.
Yes, but those are specific videos. Like I don't have specific channels.
You just said like Navy suits for war.
That's a very specific video. We're gonna establish you.
Oh, that's a video, not a channel.
Yes, yes.
I thought that was a guy the whole time.
Yeah, I honestly, I can't name anyone that I visit frequently.
Carolyn?
So there is I feel like this is not as weird as it sounds, but there's this YouTuber that does videos about MLMs.
Okay.
What is that?
It's
multi-level marketing schemes. Come on.
Sorry.
Yeah, I never worked for fucking Vector over here.
Anyways, I love watching the MLM videos, and she just explains like how they crashed and like what's wrong with them, and I could do it for hours.
All right, I kind of like that answer. And anyway, so fresh haircuts, they make us horny as men, like we established.
Disagreed.
Yeah, we all agreed on that.
We all agreed.
Seems like a wild
I get it.
Did
you throw the hot towel on your neck, you don't get like...
Oh, yeah, hot shaves horny.
Well, hot shave def obviously horny, but like...
Not the clippers.
Well,
so you guys like hot towel shaves?
Yeah, no one was denying that.
Maybe throw on some of
them. I've never gone...
I never have either because I don't grow
enough. Because I think I'm going to like it too much.
I'm clarifying, the buzzer and scissors do not make me erect.
Yes, but when they put that wet hot towel on your neck, yes, you do.
Actually, no. No, none of the experience
is
horny for me.
Is horny? Well, I think.
Same.
You need to get better haircuts in New York. Those Ohio haircuts, they don't probably even give you a hot towel, do you?
Yeah, we'll hook you up with Jeff D.
Lowe's guy.
We have towels in Ohio. okay, so we'll start with you, Carolyn. 2 weeks notice, putting in your 2 weeks notice or fresh haircut?
Fresh haircut.
One for fresh haircut. John?
100% 2 weeks notice. I don't think I've ever felt good or confident after a haircut. Like, even if it's pretty good, I just look weird. I always wait too long to get it cut, so it's too drastic of a change.
Yeah.
I can't ever really remember walking out of a barbershop or a salon and feeling satisfied.
I feel that, but the 2 weeks, I feel like if it was last day of work, I'd be all on board. But the 2 weeks, it's like, I told you I'm leaving, and now we just have to like be here together for 2 weeks.
That's the best 2 weeks, though, because you really just, you fuck off, you're still getting paid. Like, there's nothing they can do to you.
You go on a podcast for a different company that you don't work for.
At my last job, I told my boss, because my manager had quit, and I basically told my boss, either you give me her position, because I'm doing all of her work anyway, or I'm going to quit and just start doing podcasting. This is pre-Barstool. And she was like, oh, well, I'm not going to give you the job. And I quit that night, and I wrote her like the resignation letter, and it was extremely satisfying sending that email to my director and then being jobless for 2 months until Barstool picked us up, which is very scary. Tommy?
Yeah, obviously I'm a guy that gets off to haircuts. And also, I think the 2 weeks notice thing could be an awkward feeling. Like,
it's
probably a relief.
Feeling awkward.
Like, It could be awkward, whereas haircuts are never awkward. They're just sexual.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, they're always so hot.
Yeah. They're consistently sexual experience.
All right.
Jay.
I hate giving 2 weeks notice because, like, at my past like, couple jobs, I was there for like a couple of years. So, like, you develop friendships and stuff like that. I felt really bad giving my notice to even come to Barstool like 6 years ago or whatever. So,
Feel bad giving upstairs your 2 weeks notice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Even so, I mean, they kind of knew the deal, but, yeah, like, even so, it's like, oh, like, you know, I don't want to put anybody out. So, yeah, I don't like that feeling at all. I think that's one of the worst feelings, actually. So whatever's going up against the haircuts, I do like haircuts. So
you're a haircut guy. I mean, Jeff D. Lowe would have been this one.
Yeah.
And spends, what, $75 a week on a haircut?
Every two, right?
Yeah.
Is it every week?
He's gone to every week, I believe.
Yeah. Jeez.
Bumped up.
Which, don't put the math on that.
Yeah, I don't get it either. But we also, I have shitty hair, so it's tough for me to compete about it.
I'm with Che. I think the 2 weeks would be more awkward than satisfying for me. The just quitting on the spot sounds better, but I've done neither. And then I agree with John Rich. I usually don't like my haircuts, but I do love the feeling of rubbing the back of the head. Yeah. So, like, just that for me would be enough.
It sucks to
I'll do that.
So sexual.
Bring your hand back and there's, like, hair
well,
on it. And you're
just... yeah, sure, Tommy.
It's definitely it's a sexual experience.
Is that not how you guys masturbate? Just, like, rubbing your hand?
Put a hot towel on your neck and then you jerk off.
Yeah.
You like a hot towel. Who doesn't like a hot towel?
I just don't think I'm as horny as I should be, maybe.
Yeah, I might
or as,
be.
As Tommy is.
Yeah, I'm not as much of a man as Tommy. That's what's becoming very clear.
Well, none of
you'll
none
get used
here
to
are.
That, brother.
Yeah.
Well, it's pent up because...
because...
Yeah, certain factors in Tommy's life, which we'll get to later. next up, we have the number 9 versus the 8 seed. The number 9 seed is waking up from a nightmare and realizing it is a nightmare and not real life. And for mine with those are sometimes almost just dreams where I commit crimes, which maybe are nightmares. And like,
I think it's really the best feeling in the world.
The feeling of waking up after.
Yeah, like I've always said I'd much rather have a nightmare than a good dream. Because a good dream, you wake up and you're like,
oh, shit.
Yeah. I was married to fucking Margot Robbie. Like I was living the life. And then I woke up. And when you wake up from a nightmare, it's like, oh, thank God. Like,
yeah.
It's fake. I don't have to deal with that. That relief, because it feels so real, obviously, in the dream, is top tier.
Yeah. That's going up against an extremely regular sort of occurrence, which is just sneezing. A lot of people said sneezing, and I didn't get it at first, but like the feeling of a sneeze.
The feeling of a sneeze is awesome.
I think it rocks. Yeah. I think it's a very good feeling.
1/16?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
An orgasm.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean,
that's what I was going to say. It's like coming out of your nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So you get to go first, Owen. Sneezing versus waking up from a nightmare.
I don't dream that much.
Nightmare, too.
Like, I know. But I can see where you're coming from, Tommy. That would be a much better feeling than the alternative. But what was the second one?
It's against sneezing.
Yeah, I love a good sneeze. I always do 4.
Specifically 4? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that.
I'm a 2 guy, I think.
4, so then we're at like what?
25%.
Yeah, you're 25% of a
cone. And then I just go rub the other 75.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Watch a haircut video.
It's great, yeah.
Do you sneeze out of your... Like, do you let it go out your mouth? Like, do you blow it out?
No.
Okay. I do that.
What?
I mean, like, when you sneeze, if you, like, open your mouth, like...
It's your mouth.
Like, instead of, like... Some people, like, keep their mouth closed and, like...
So I think that's why I do 4. I probably do, like, a little bit of each.
Yeah, like, you don't get it
all
out.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. My loved ones yell at me. They say, just sneeze. But
Wait, who keeps their mouth closed?
Yeah, wait, I'm not.
People definitely do that. Like,
that's what
How do you even do that?
Right.
Oh, I think people do that.
Your nose,
I picture people
close,
doing that.
I just close everything.
Yeah, people do that, too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Comes out of their ears.
You guys should have heard my Aunt Melly.
If you're in public.
Legendary.
Melly?
Melly, yeah, she had a legendary sneeze.
There was a guy in high school with...
Hold on that sword.
I'm just going to say his real name. His name's Winter Bell. He used to,
full name.
Seemed wildly unnecessary.
What was it? Winter Bell?
Winsford Bell. He used
Winsford?
To. Winsford? He must have come from.
W-I.
Like, a lot of
we're never going to find that name on Facebook.
F-O-R-D Bell.
E-E-L-L. Winsford.
With an if you're Googling right now, make sure you're spelling it right.
He had this sneeze that was absolutely legendary. Everyone in our high school, when he would sneeze, would stop what they're doing, wait for his sneeze to finish, and then just crack up. It was so funny. He would just do a regular sneeze, and then he'd go, "Nerp." honest to God, he could not stop it, and it became like embarrassing for him. No, he was like a perfectly normal guy. But
you're right, it is legendary.
Anytime that happened, like saw someone sneeze and you saw his windshield, you're like, oh, here it comes. It was unbelievable. It was consistent.
More legendary. Hammer Jim day. Joyce.
Yeah.
Jack Joyce. Winsford sneezed. One.
Can we get one more?
Nerp. Unbelievable. And he could not. Jesus.
Winsford Bell's going to get so many Facebook messages. Like, sneeze for me, daddy.
He's going to have to open up like
the sneeze tweet.
Yeah. I was going to have to open up a cameo. Okay, so that's one for... You said sneezing, right?
Yeah, and sneezing. Winsford Bell.
And Winsford
solidified
Bell.
That for the panel, I think.
Jay?
Waking up from a nightmare. Like, are adults having nightmares? Are you guys having nightmares on the reg?
Do adults have nightmares? You act like that's like an immature thing to have a nightmare.
You're scared of.
Well, lots of things.
That was hard as fuck. That was sick.
That's incredible.
He just looked you in the eyes and goes, what are scared of?
KB walks in. I really wish you just saw that. Holy shit.
Should we just play that interaction exactly?
Let's play it out like that. Like that same exact thing that you just said.
Run that back.
Let's run that back. So
adults have nightmares?
Do you have nightmares as an adult?
Yeah, sometimes. Not like the conventional ones, but unfavorable circumstances.
But he's acting as if it's a maturity thing. Like, you just don't get nightmares.
Like, my kid will have nightmares and be like, oh, I saw a zombie. It's like, okay.
Yeah, just like, unfortunate situations.
Grow up.
Yeah.
Like someone with a gun.
Yeah, much more real scary.
That's not like realistic.
He goes, what are you afraid of? Like, so many things.
Yeah, a lot of things.
Yeah. So many things.
All right. I mean, step your pussy up.
What if you had a nightmare of, like, your family dying?
Yeah,
that's like
that would qualify as a nightmares.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
also,
I would literally never dream that.
Now that you're,
you can't dream what? It's a nightmare.
Now that we're speaking it through, it is darker that you're like alluding to the point that nightmares become more like real life as we get older.
He's denying
like less less zombies, but more. Okay,
I agree with that, which I think is why they're scarier. They're more realistic as adults. It's like, oh, this is a thing that could happen to me.
How often do you guys have nightmares?
Kind of frequently.
Once a week, a couple times.
Once a week?
Maybe, yeah. I dream a lot.
Oh, wait. We should ask John Rich. John Rich, how many times have you seen your own asshole?
I remember listening to that. Like, it's more 20 times a year.
Jesus, dude.
20 times a year?
Yeah. It's one of those things. You're either in.
Are we allowed to ask Caroline?
Less than 20 times a year, but I definitely know what I've, like, looked in her eyes.
We were all just kind of.
To her.
Yeah, I've definitely looked her straight into the eyes.
We've talked about it before. I mean, what do we say? We all kind of agreed on, like, once-ish a year, like, roughly. And then Rudy comes in.
I think it was once every couple years. Right?
Yeah, and it was a once a decade.
I would say, at the most.
Yeah. Mine's a guy.
Your asshole.
I don't. Mine's less than whatever anyone's. Maybe never.
Yours is extraterrestrial.
I don't know if I've ever seen it. It's not in my memory.
And what did Rudy say?
I looked at it.
Rudy
that
said
night,
50 times.
He said he looks at his own asshole 50 times.
Yeah, I was more along the line
about
of Rudy.
Yeah,
I think when I shave, like sometimes you got to clean up the asshole a bit.
All right. How are you looking at that?
No, you can't.
Here.
It's
can be done.
What are you doing? I'm trying to imagine like the gymnastics of this.
Yeah, that seems.
I'm not
going like
to show you the gymnastics.
I feel like you have to
your
like
ass eating John Rich.
Down.
Yeah, you have to be a good gymnast.
Yeah.
To be able to do it. The better you are at gymnastics, the better.
What if you had a mirror on your floor, it would be like I can't.
Ooh, that would be very helpful. A low mirror.
Yeah, it's all. Yeah.
I feel
it's
like
all
the lighting would be off, and you wouldn't be able to see.
That's true.
And
one of those mirrors from like the shoe store that's like tilted, like just like this. See yourself walking.
Asshole mirror, definitely.
Yeah.
Chinese teens probably aren't very good at it.
Yeah. Well,
Chinese teens got no butthole hair. Chinese.
I didn't say one or the other. There, Steve.
Well, how do you know?
That's just. I realize that sounded weird. Chinese people in general
we're gonna
have very little
quote
body hair.
Stephen Che, Chinese teens have no butthole hair.
Like our quote
breaking
for
news.
The episode.
He would know, I guess.
I mean, yeah, Chinese people just.
Well, I can't even.
Like
what could this? What is the bracket matchup?
right now, it is waking up from a nightmare. As best, or again, best
fiend. Realizing it was
versus
a
sneezing.
That's not a top 16 best feeling in the world.
What, sneezing or
waking up from a nightmare?
Oh, you're wrong.
The relief.
Feeling.
The relief of waking up from a nightmare and realizing.
Good feeling. Okay. Yeah.
And being like, oh, that was a nightmare. That's not.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, have you ever done this? Have a dream like where you committed a heinous crime?
Yeah. No, it's a good feeling.
You're about to say sexual.
I didn't say sexual. I was just saying heinous the entire time. That's where your mind went. That's
not advantage of a Chinese
I watched your mouth
boy with no hair on it.
Oh, why did you have to say it like that too? But anyway, it's so you can go out and actually. Would you pick Jay? I didn't even get it to the bottom.
Not
waking up from the nightmare or sneezing.
Anything but nightmare. So sneezing.
So sneezing. KB, sneezing or waking up from nightmare.
None of these are that crazily. They're not significant to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of them involves like being in a very unfavorable situation for like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
but the sneeze isn't that much of a relief.
It's not necessarily a feeling.
A better feeling is the nightmare, is the waking up from the nightmare, yeah.
All right, one for waking up from the nightmare to smoke.
Yeah, I'm going that easily. That was,
I think that was yours.
I've been on that train for a while.
I
think it's an amazing feeling.
John Rich?
Yeah, so it's been maybe a month or so, but I have like those sleep paralysis nightmares where like you're kind of awake. Like the last one, there was like this older black woman and her kid just like sitting.
I don't know why you didn't specify the race, but sure.
Well, just sitting by my bed, like basically like,
oh, no.
Like comforting me, but it was super fucking scary.
So yeah, what a nightmare. You're just describing being in a room with a black person. It's your nightmare.
But I can't move. But like, I can't move. So like, I'm there and like, I can't get away.
All right. So, yeah.
I can't shake myself up. So then I'm like afraid to go back to sleep because I'm afraid it's going to happen again. So
this old black woman is going to show up and do nothing.
A similar thing happened to me when I was a teen. That's just a ghost.
Yeah,
I was living off haunted
house. That might be true. I might have just seen a ghost. I had one where like my apartment was getting really, really small, and like I couldn't like get
That's
up.
That's a good nightmare.
That was really scary. But I'm like awake for it. It's crazy.
Sucks.
Yeah,
that's
no,
it's
I always hear about that and don't really
think. No, it's real.
I think that's my biggest
fear. It's been a while.
Paralysis. Can't fucking move. Yeah, that sucks.
It's been a while.
Should have had that on worst parts of being alive last week.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to go with sneezing and Steven and Steven Che. We also had a kid. His full name was Nolan Sainholz from Bowling Green, Ohio, and he would sneeze 9 to 10 times in a row.
Oh,
and everybody would count when he started sneezing. Like the whole class would chime in. So we also had a class sneezer.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. I wish I had a class sneezer so bad right now. Oh, wait. Can you give KB let's describe it again. The legendary sneezer. What was his name?
Winsford Bell in my high school.
What was it? Winsford?
Yeah. So every time he would sneeze, the whole class would get ready for the punchline. And he couldn't help it, but he would sneeze and go, ach, nirp. He could not stop it. It was so funny. The class would erupt every time.
Wait, did he have a punchline as well? Or
no, that was it.
Nirp.
That was nirp. He just could
it was
not
the
help
nirp,
it.
Kyle.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Carolyn.
Did you see?
I also had a class sneezer.
Oh, my
okay, God. Okay, everyone had a class sneezer. Are we the only people that didn't have one?
But I think...
You were homeschooled.
Okay, college.
Oh, wait a minute.
College.
Her name was Mom.
It was the class bully, my mother. No. It was this girl in college, and we like all were like, she's doing it for attention, because it was like one of those like...
As women do.
Like screaming, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Tommy,
shut up. It's only good if they're not ugly. What was the... Oh.
You did, yeah.
So we... Okay. At first, I was all in on sneezing when we were over here.
Mm-hmm.
But as we got over here, I was like, you know what? When you wake up from a dream and you think that would ever happen... Like, I had a dream that, like, I forgot I had a job. And I just like lived for like a month forgetting I had a job. And then I was like,
I've had similar.
Oh my God. Like I forgot to go to work all month. Yeah. And you wake up and you think it's real for like, you know, 45 seconds. That is a good feeling.
Yeah. I would have recurring dreams that I was enrolled in classes that I wasn't in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a school. So many homework assignments.
I have my teeth fall out.
Teeth falling out, body parts falling out. Yeah. Can't run.
I'll be like naked somewhere and just be like realize in the dream I'm naked and I'll be like, I bet they don't notice. And just like.
There has to be some like procedures to let us feel that more often.
Have any of you ever lucid dreamed? Like when you're in the dream?
Yes.
Not on purpose.
I've always wanted to, and it seems amazing.
Apparently you can like teach yourself to do that. Like if you like journal your dreams.
You'll try to fuck a girl. That's what
he's going to see.
And then he did a crime in the dream. But also the feeling of like waking up and being like, oh my God, I'm late. And then looking at your clock and realizing it's like 2 hours before you have to wake up is also a good feeling.
I submitted as well. Actually.
Yes.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think that plot twist, I'm going to have to go with the dream. But over here, I was all in on sneezing.
Caroline, did you have the teeth falling out dream recently by any chance?
Not like super recently, but it happens a little. Oh, actually, I had a dream. I had a dream maybe a week and a half ago that I bit into my tooth and it shattered.
Ugh.
Teeth falling out.
Your teeth are fragile as hell in dreams.
I know.
Teeth falling out are associated with loss and important life changes. This dream could indicate that you're dealing with some kind of loss and abrupt change, like a relationship or a job change.
So here's the deal. I, sleeping since last week, I have been in comas. Like,
that sentence applies to everybody who's alive, by the way.
But I feel like yesterday, the day before, I just have been sleeping. I think I'm like tired from yesterday and like processing. So I think I'm not dreaming right now, but maybe next week I'll be having more teeth.
Let us know. Yeah. Let us know.
So right now we're tied up. The nightmares versus sneezing. I'm going to go with the nightmare waking up relief because I've had it so many times. And it's always, every time it's one where I committed some sort of crime that I...
You seem to commit a lot.
Every nightmare, it's a crime. It's a lot. And
it doesn't sound like a nightmare for you. It sounds like you enjoy doing it.
The relief, because I always get caught in all of these nightmares. And that's when I wake up and I'm like, oh.
I will say, when I've lucid dreamt in the past, I obeyed all laws and social etiquette.
Good,
so I know I'm
player.
Deep down a good person. Yeah.
You are.
I'm going to go with that. And now we have the number one seed versus the 16 seed chain game. So we're going to vote for the chain game first.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
It's a good one. The first one somebody suggested very early on, and like I truly hate, I detest having to beat on a dead horse, but it's a good one. Walking in on your best friend fucking your girlfriend, and he does remember your name
immediately.
Yeah, he remembers your name immediately.
I can conceptualize that. That is an amazing feeling.
Yeah, great, great feeling. After that, we have, this is one of Che's, being in a crowded theater for a scary movie that's really good.
I want to hear him out.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
What's not good? I mean, that's awesome.
No, I'm not saying anything's not good about it. I want to hear what's the reasoning.
Is that a feeling or just? Because like as a crowd, you're like,
what's
kind
the
of
feeling?
One, like jumping as one and like being scared. Like I saw Insidious in Times Square, and it was like great. Like the crowd was so into
you,
it.
Did you just say jumping as one?
Yeah.
But you like, also have to like really sit scared. So close to everyone, especially in that Times Square theater, and it's like,
This is a specific theater.
No, it could be any movie theater, really.
If it's packed, you have to like hear the person next to you.
Are you on board with this? Like that would be dope.
I do agree. I do agree. A big packed theater for a scary movie.
I've never experienced.
Elevates
maybe.
The experience 1,000%.
I would say like going to a crowded like live concert or
it's the thrillers or the scary movies. I saw that. Remember that movie where like there were sharks and the girls.
The 100. It's like 47 meters down.
At the end of the movie, I saw it in a packed theater. At the end of the movie. Everyone started laughing at the plot twist, and it made the movie
very dumb.
A thousand times better.
Yeah. Because she had nitrogen poisoning.
But yeah, what about like a comedy movie where everyone laughs together?
Yeah. It's like,
not the same.
I would say not the same, just because with a comedy, sometimes you want to hear like everything said. And
well, I'll tell you one that I hate that you guys might like is when it's like a musical or a music themed movie and everyone sings the song.
I would like that.
Ooh, I would hate that.
Terrible. I'm not a fan of that. I was going to say, I like Avengers. When they all come out of the portals, like
I remember the Notorious B.I.G. movie. So the people were singing.
I don't like
along.
That at all.
It was bad.
Yeah, but I get Che's reasoning in that, like the being part of a crowd movement.
Yes,
is a great feeling.
I love being like trapped when there's like a natural disaster and everyone's like, "What's going on?" Well, I don't like the camaraderie.
And
when there's a thunderstorm.
You've never
can we do a write-in escaping acts of God?
Yeah,
with the group. Yeah,
the group. With a new group, someone you just met, right?
Yeah, you build the camaraderie. I like that. After that, we have finding out you have a snow day. So we have different age groups here, so it's different. But like the ticker, what do you mean for you?
College. I went to college.
How many snow days?
College did not.
I went to college.
That was barely a thrill.
Every day was a snow day for you. It's incredible.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. Every day wearing pajamas. Yeah.
But yeah, so like seeing it on the ticker specifically on the TV when like you look at the school districts and it would say yours is great. And after that is your child being born. That's a Chase special. Can't relate. I just gotta say no to that. I just wanted to make sure that we said it.
Pretty good feeling.
Yeah. The yawn stretch combo. I think that's a good one. You know, obviously just
the legs too.
Yeah. The combination specifically really good. when the cops' lights go on behind you, but they aren't for you.
Ooh.
So they like
that pisses me off. I just like that. I got so scared for no reason.
Then the relief of them not coming after you is very nice. Mm-hmm.
I don't need bad to feel good.
Yeah, a lot
the
of
feeling
like
of relief
need,
is one.
Yeah,
I know.
That's how little good things there are in life. We
getting out of prison after 50 years.
Yeah. That's the only way we can feel
being wrongfully
good.
Imprisoned. Yeah.
Yeah.
More like creative they are, the more they are just you had something terrible happen, but it didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. When they like stop torturing you.
Yep. Yeah. The feeling when the bamboo's ripped out of under your fingernails.
So relief is a good feeling.
After a long day.
After that is the feeling of a Q-tip, just like using a Q-tip.
Damn good. Shouldn't be that good.
Jumping in the pool on a hot day. I wanted to add specifically after like doing something athletic. So if you were playing basketball with your friends, football, whatever, doing something like that and then jumping in the pool right after.
What about the AC nap after the pool?
So I was thinking of doing the nap after a beach day.
That's
because that is a great one. Like you come home from the beach and you just die for the next like 12 hours. It's great.
Those are both incredible. On the opposite side of the spectrum, putting on like worn sweatpants after a day in the snow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So great feeling.
Incredible.
And then the last one on here, I put it last just because it doesn't exist. Making a girl come. It's not going on there. I wanted to include it. What? Not a real feeling.
That's nothing I'm feeling.
Right.
The feeling of making a girl come like for you
pride?
As a male.
What is up, like the feeling of going to another galaxy? Just
yeah.
You can't do.
Yeah, it's just scientifically impossible.
It's the snow day for me. By far, yeah.
All right, so we'll start with you, actually, Owen. Among those, you want to get the full list again?
No, it's going to sound like I'm just copying KB, but yeah, I was going to go snow day.
Snow day? Check.
That was like Christmas morning. Each day it was like a
blizzard.
That was the ultimate feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was surreal.
That's
spoon under
snow
the
day.
Pillow, pajamas inside out, like flushing ice cube. There was all a bunch of shit you did.
Yeah.
It was good.
Snow day?
Snow day as well, yeah. We had calls, I think, but like hearing that phone ring at 7 a.m. was amazing.
I remember
that. Call each house?
Oh, it's like a system. It's like an auto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would see your district.
Yeah.
My calls.
Yeah. School district.
Yeah.
I actually would have said the cop one when their lights turn on and follow you. There was a portion of my life I had drugs in my car. Like, there was a good portion of my life where I
was an era.
Constantly had something illegal or I was doing something illegal. And it was an
John Rich, big time drunk driver.
Yeah, that would be,
yeah.
Oh, that is a good feeling, to
right?
Yeah. Oh, drunk driving, yeah. I mean, I would have been the number one seed.
It's great. It's funner to ride things when you're
inebriated. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Carol? I think jumping into the pool, not to be like not like the others, because I feel like with a snow day, although it's a great feeling, the best part about a snow day is the whole day you don't have to go to school, not the initial feeling. Mm. Whereas jumping into a pool is a big feeling.
Mm. Oh. I think it's the same. I think that's a more temporary feeling.
But it's more, it's like a larger feeling is
of
what I'm
satisfaction
saying.
In that moment versus.
Yeah, whereas like the snow day is like a long satisfaction. Like probably the part you feel at the best is when you like wake up and don't have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the best, the initial finding out.
I got another 2 hours of sleep or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on the opposite end, when you expect a snow day and all the schools around you are getting them, that's about the worst feeling ever.
That's infuriating.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Well, snow day is going to move out of the chain round.
In your headphones for the commute to school.
Yeah. So the chain round is going to be the winner's the snow day, and that's going up against the number one seed. It's the most obvious one. It's just, it's busting. It's busting a nut. And it applies to orgasms of any gender. It had to be up there. I specified for your sake.
Yeah.
But I could make it specifically making a guy come, which you love doing.
Just be another way to phrase that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's going up against snow day. We'll start out with you first, Carolyn.
Oh, I don't want to start first.
You don't have to.
Stanko, lead us off here.
I think
overrated.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. That was nettle Stanko.
I've never done it, I can't speak of what I don't know, but I... Fair. Think I would go with busting.
That's one for busting.
You would love it.
You could talk about her busting, right? Or she's...
No, this is specific. On Tommy's request.
He said all genders.
I did. Okay, I did technically specify all genders.
It's a little like Santa Claus.
All genders. If it's making a guy come, I don't care.
Respectfully, didn't you say you orgasm during panic attacks?
Panic attacks.
Huh.
The best part about this is no one asked me where the panic attacks occurred.
Like physically where on your...
Physically where I was.
Where scary movie?
Which is would have been my first question.
They just asked one.
Well, now I'm curious.
One was in my professor at school's office. I looked at my phone and I had all of these missed calls from my other teacher. I went to like a smaller school, so we had like numbers. And I had all these missed calls from my other teacher. I realized that I had double booked.
Mm.
And that was like so much stress for me. The second was I was running super late and I was in a taxi caught in traffic.
Well, how does that happen? You panic attack and then it's a slow burn, the orgasm?
No, it's like it was like 10
quick.
Real quick.
10
but I'm not like screaming. I don't know what you're
That's in two of the most porn-friendly locations.
Yeah. back of a fake taxi
and in this professor's classroom.
For someone who before we started recording said you were homeschooled till college, you have a lot of stories about school.
It's like the first story about going to school.
It was such an eventful time.
Who is that? I remember they had like a nightline or something about that one girl that like there's a girl or a guy that like comes like 50 times a day or something or something.
Can't be a girl.
Like that. I think it might have been. I'm not sure.
No, it probably is. I'm making a joke, but it probably is because I feel like guys have to like go back to the charger and charge up. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah. Did you ever believe? I did believe this for a little bit that you have to drink more milk. To get it to work.
Ew, what?
Ew, no.
It wasn't a thing people believed.
Yeah, no.
It was a thing I believed very heavily, me and my friend group.
That's only because it's white?
That's literally the only reason why. We were like, you bust a bigger nut if you drink more milk. And I was like drinking an entire cup of whole milk.
Why were kids trying to bust? Why were they?
Bust
were they,
whiter
they
nuts?
Not a whiter nut. A larger volume.
Why do people want more volume?
Why did you want more volume?
Like,
you were just
volume.
Doesn't. You're watching like Rocco Siffredi and you're like, I don't measure.
You wanted volume. More volume?
Why are you craving more volume and gunk?
Because more volume
you want more me?
Yeah, I want more of the batter, you know?
It's gross.
Yuck.
This is why it's finding out school's canceled.
Dude, the best part about jerking off was like the brief month where I was shooting blanks.
Oof.
Yeah, we've talked
no
about
cleanup.
This ad nauseum, and we can talk about it for even longer if we wanted to. But
have we stressed it enough?
Yeah, I wish there was a setting. Like I'd like a dry orgasm right now, or like a wet one.
Like a Verlander volume one, if you really want it.
Who wants to vote?
Now it's John Rich's.
Well, I need to take a quick poll. I'm going to keep... Our answer is anonymous, but of the these three,
how can anything you're about to ask us remain anonymous? I'm so confused.
Who is a tummy comer? Do you when you come in? You've
asked this before. I am not.
Okay.
I'm a tummy comer.
Yeah, I definitely am.
Damn. On your own tummy? That's what you're asking.
Well, I line. Yes. I line it with the tissue.
Yeah, but like,
I don't like that.
Like a bib.
A little bit.
Dude. Come on, man.
I don't fuck with that.
I don't fuck with tummy coming in general. Reb.
I mean, tummy cummy.
Come on, dude.
Lap.
John Rich.
Sorry, Caroline. Usually there's not a girl on this.
Definitely coming.
Hey, tummy, cummy, cummy.
I just said one cummy, so it wasn't as weird.
You thought that appealed more to the dudes.
Yeah, of course.
Actually, no, I changed my mind. It's snow day. Tommy I don't want to talk about this anymore. Yeah,
that's fair with this game. Yeah.
Yes, that's usually how it works. Tommy?
I'm going to go coming.
When you sang that Jack Harlow song yesterday, and you put so much emphasis on the word pussy.
Yeah.
It really...
I don't even remember how the song
is. It's a Drake song. Have you ever heard that song?
Yeah. I've never even heard the song. I've only heard his
Jack
version.
Harlow made a very like cringy...
Really... And I'm wondering if Jack Harlow was like...
How does the song go? I'm drawing a blank. No pun.
No pun. Damn it.
Yeah.
I wish.
Actually,
we'll have to get back to it. KB.
It's the snow day because with that, a large... Part of that feeling being so good is the hope that you have the rest of the day being good. With the coming, it's more of the opposite of hope.
And also, I think it's
despair.
The opposite of hope.
For men, it's like a reverse relief, is it not? Because
I would throw something else into the ring, like the 15 to 5 seconds leading up to the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you're on the precipice of coming, that's a better feeling.
But it is also... It's after that is a feeling of... like. Terrible. I feel like the feeling after like the orgasm is done sucks.
Yeah.
It's like extreme emptiness.
You don't realize you're talking to a pie boy over here.
You?
What? Not a...
I don't know what he
smokes. Is the big cream pie guy?
Yeah.
What?
Talking about me or KB?
No, KB.
No, I'm not. I pinch hit for cream pies once. I went to bat for cream pies being a good feeling.
Oh, that's just true.
It's probably the biggest argument our show's ever gotten in because we...
It was embarrassing. All right.
All right, Che.
Yeah, KB convinced me. I was going to say Cohen, but Snow Days, yeah, you're right.
Snow Days got 3-0 and you can send him home.
Snow Days.
Yep, there we go.
Snow Day, the 16 seed moves on yet again. Before we get to the other side of the bracket, we're going to talk really quick about 3Chi. Skip the dispensary and get THC delivered directly to your door with 3Chi. You guys know 3Chi. We talk about it all the time. It's like they got basically every single version of the best version of Delta 8 THC that has ever existed in the world. Delta 8 THC is the federally legal version of THC. It gives you that amazing buzz and great body feel, but with a clear head and less anxiety and paranoia. And we're going to give you 5% off Delta 8 HHC, THCV, and more with 3Chi. And visit 3Chi.com, that's the number 3CHI.com, and use promo code STOOL5 and take 5% off, and you get a free Canafan flag sticker. You must be 21 years or older to purchase. You get 5% off all products if you go to 3Chi.com, and by the way, again, free Canafan flag sticker, you guys know what I'm saying here, with promo code STOOL5. Thanks to 3Chi.
Do we have any here?
We have any here? That's a good question. Probably at MB's desk. All right, now we have the number 11 seed versus the 6 seed. The 11 seed is the relief of peeing. It is another relief feeling, but the relief of peeing when you really, really, really have to pee, which is...
Some better than nuts.
Yeah, agreed. And after the Pride Parade, I'd never had a piss so bad in my entire life.
Yeah, but at what
cost? Oh, I had a great nut there.
Oh, at the Pride Parade? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of people did. That's going up against the number 6 seed, and a couple of people had this. A lot of Twitter responders had this one, which is... We'll just say winning a bet, but like it's more specific to like winning a bet you thought was dead, which I know, Che, you had.
Yep.
Winning a bet you thought you was dead or hitting on a parlay, which is a fantastic feeling. And we'll start.
Can we include like the feeling of winning like a raffle or
yeah, we'll do
or
like
a contest.
Winning contest, mm-hmm. Gambling or otherwise could be under.
Oh man, yeah.
Okay, so Owen, you go first. That big old frying chicken piss or contest winner.
I'm thinking all my best pisses that I can remember are rest stops. Mm. I feel like those rule. What was the latter?
It's going up against contest winning of any kind.
Yeah, there are a lot of rest stops memories.
Super broad. I liked the betting one. I liked.
Yeah, I'd say we keep it specific to bet. Maybe
it's our bar stool. Broad. Okay, yeah, we'll stick it to the more betting involved then.
Yeah. I'll do cashing a parlay on the Barstool Sportsbook.
Oh, yeah. Jay? Yeah,
just do winning money in general.
Yeah, I think the betting aspect makes it better.
Talking to the Prince of the Parlay Plus.
If we go too broad on these lower seeds, they just become juggernauts.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely on a parlay. Very exciting. My favorite, I actually, more than hitting on a parlay, is winning when the bet is dead in the first in like the first half. That's an incredible feeling, and you got all the doubters saying you're an idiot, and then you're cashing. So
fantastic.
Ever double down at a half on the doubters?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, KB,
it's the bet. Yeah,
it's the bet. I can't imagine.
It's hard to be in a situation where you can't find any place to pee as a man.
That's very true. We kind of lucked out genetically with that. Also,
people are like addicted to the feeling of winning bets.
Yeah, that like literally addicted.
Nobody's
addicted
to.
I'm addicted. 1-800
gambling. Yeah,
1-800 pisser.
I mean, I've never gone a day without peeing, so maybe I am addicted. I don't know.
What's the longest you guys could think you could go without peeing? You only go 24 hours
without drinking any liquids whatsoever.
An hour and a half.
You cannot drink anything.
Like 12 hours. I don't know.
I pee like every 20 minutes. I can't go.
When I was cutting weight, I would go days without peeing.
Yeah. Days?
And the drug tests would come in, and I physically could not pee.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't be absorbing any liquid.
It was like the days leading up to weigh-ins when I wasn't allowed to even drink water anymore. Mm-hmm. No pee.
Yeah. But then you'd be sweating out a lot of the liquid as well, no?
You can barely sweat, too.
Oh.
Speaking of which, I got to pee right now.
Like dry inside.
What do you mean?
Like he just had no liquids.
Oh yeah, like literally, he had no water.
To purge all liquids from his body.
Started taking from my brain.
Yeah, very healthy sport, Greco-Roman wrestling.
But you're safe now, and everybody loves you.
Yeah, we're all here to support you, Tommy.
I'm going peeing. I mean, I pee so much. I the other day also after the Pride Parade, had to go so bad, top 5 pee of my life. Me and Fights went to this bar bathroom at, it's like Hurricane O'Reilly's or something, and then it was just like an unbelievable feeling in that bathroom. Get that release off.
Landmark. Oh, yeah. Sweet, sweet relief. John Rich.
Yeah, I'm going to go pee in too. I've had a lot of good pees this week.
This is a nuisance, a day-to-day nuisance.
No, but there's the relief. Again, it's very another.
So you guys are deriving that much pleasure from the relief?
Yeah. Again, this is a specific scenario where it's not just when you piss. It's when you have a situation where you can't piss for a very, very long time.
Okay.
Situations are specific where you win a lot of money.
Yeah, that is underneath the betting.
Okay. As long as we're on the same page.
Yeah. They're very equivalent sort of feelings, which is why they're seated together.
Yeah. The other day, I was leaving the bar, I got too high, had to pee real bad, went into the bathroom, couldn't pee because I was too high and too nervous, then had to make it all the way home, and that's an incredible feeling. Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of bad things happened.
You didn't make it
over a long period of time.
Yeah.
I made it home.
We had to meet up for a backpack exchange.
Yeah.
Left the backpack. That was on me.
All right, Carolyn.
I think that you guys might be a little dehydrated because peeing is the best one. But I also think when it comes to the betting, I like want to feel superior than the other people. So like maybe if it's like a race, like I won the race or something, I would go with you because I do agree winning is a great feeling. But
or
like
winning
if,
next to someone who is on the losing side of the bet.
That is also
money isn't good enough for you guys?
No, money's
being
good.
I just want to win a large
sum
of money.
Right is a good feeling, but you know, you're like gambling. Like you don't know. That's like the whole game. And so it's like, oh, you're just lucky. It's like, no, I want you to know.
Winning like who wants better. To be a millionaire.
Imagine being handed a bag of $25,000 cash and being like,
I wish I wanted to earn this.
Did anyone lose this?
I wanted to be at a rest stop, actually.
Well, that's
maybe if I could look into the eyes of the people who lost, I would feel more satisfied.
Oh my God. That's what people like Che really do, where it's like Che builds all these parlays and everything like that. So like when people shit on him for like, oh, you're not going to hit this one, then he hits it and gets the shit down their throats on Twitter or whatever, like I'm sure that is.
Yeah, okay, I get that. I get that. That feeling's better than pain.
Yeah, so
I want to watch other people not get to pee while I get to pee.
Definitely. I went and saw the Endgame, the Avengers movie, and I remember running to the bathroom afterwards and peeing, and the other woman in the stall next to me was like, wow, you really had to pee, and it like went on for so long. That might have been like
I want to see them suffer, though. I want to see them have like a wonky catheter get
No, only for the winning.
Okay.
Only
for the winning. I feel bad for
you. Yeah, it started melting in the urethra.
Wonky catheter.
Why is my catheter wonky? It's fucking sloppy wet.
Wonky ass catheter.
It's dripping.
Between these two, I have to tie break. I'm going to go with the betting one because that is just phenomenal.
It's weird. Yeah.
Like, it's again, the worst adjective for a catheter.
Wonky?
Wonky.
Wonky's a great adjective.
It's a giant recall on all the catheters.
Next up, we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed, this is from Tommy. Tommy suggested, I didn't even think about it. It is so, so good in my opinion, which is just making a group of people laugh. I think
strangers. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Specifically strangers. Like that is a whole different level of
Willy Wonka and his catheter.
That is a good
and his crazy catheter. And that's going up against the 14 seed, which is we're going to call it pinching off the perfect loaf. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what that means.
I don't like the verbiage. I know what you're saying.
You're creating the perfect poop. Poop
creating the poop or actually pooping?
It's specifically when you poop and you poop out a perfect poop and you just pinch it off, done. You just lay out a perfect poop. No splashage, no none of that shit. Nothing bad about it. Well, literally is shit, but like, you know what I'm saying? Perfect poop. So we're gonna say that is going up against making a group of people laugh in what might be a huge bloodbath. But Caroline, you start first.
My thing about the perfect poop, the reason why it's an issue for me, also the way you are enunciating that poop.
We don't have one of those things. Stanko knows what it's called. A little thing that protects the peas from
popper.
Pop filter.
Yes.
But I want to say the reason why I can't go with that one is I feel like going. I never had my own bathroom. First of all, girls don't poop. Second of all, I never had my own bathroom, and the bathroom is a place where you have to be alone.
Yes.
And like no one can bother you, and so when you like have the perfect poop. It's like you're not fighting for it. You don't like it's not messy. There's nothing to clean up, and so you have less time alone. And I would need more time alone. And I don't want to just sit there not doing anything.
Sad to me. Some people, you've never had your own bathroom, truly your own.
No, I've never had my own bathroom.
I guess it's more common. I guess than I now never that have.
I shared it with my. I have siblings.
Yeah, I've never had my own bathroom.
When she first said, I was like, "That's fucking weird."
Yeah, but it's
but in reality.
Apparently, I thought this is my first one ever.
Yeah,
you live alone. This is your first one.
Yeah,
college. No.
Yeah,
no
parents, and then college.
I guess you're right.
The one with my siblings. So yeah,
not as weird as you think.
Not as weird as you think.
You're probably the only person here right now. That,
but it did. The way she described it, it sounded like she wasn't like you guys.
Someone in the room watching
alone. Yeah.
Oh no! That's the way I just like never well. Like.
Your own.
I guess it doesn't really. Basically, I'm saying like it is a time to be alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to say that that's a no for me.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one? I don't remember.
It's going up against making a group of people laugh.
Oh yeah, that's the winner, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Also, I will include under the perfect poop. It's a no wiper.
No, I don't like that.
You have to at least check.
No, I'm saying you're going
to
check.
You obviously have to wipe. You have to wipe every time you
poop. There's not a no wiper.
I'm saying you wipe and there's nothing there. And you're like,
even if it's no wipe, you should go at least three or four. Continue to wipe a bit.
Science three can minimal. Prove that, yeah. that it didn't need wiped, but you still have to wipe.
I'm not saying you've... Okay, they called it a no wiper.
You always check by looking at your butthole.
Yeah.
And that's one of the times you look at the butthole for the...
I'm
not bending over backwards looking at my asshole. I am looking. Yeah. Okay, so that's one for making a group of people laugh. John Rich.
Making a group of people laugh, definitely.
One of the best feelings.
Especially now. I'm supposed to.
That's your job now, yeah.
Yeah, I'm supposed to do it for work, so I feel like I need to do that. So, good feeling.
Smokes.
Yeah, same. Easily. I think someone said, but yeah, specifically like stranger, like making a waiter or waitress laugh or something.
Yeah,
like
but then
you're
paid to
come. You might think they're trying to suck. It's best when it's like a different demographic of people that you...
He's saying he likes making black people laugh.
Not race.
That's exactly what you were about. That's great. Exactly what you were thinking. I know it is.
It is. I mean, there's tears to this. Yeah. Someone outside of your demographic feels better.
Yeah, fair.
I would love to know what the tiers are.
The top tier is someone with a tear tattoo.
Yes, yeah, a literal.
Oh, that's God, big. That's
yeah,
big.
Just imagine. Yeah.
You being great.
That's the top tier.
Yeah, all right. So making a group of people laugh, KB, that's your pick?
Yeah. I'm just fantasizing about being in a prison right now.
That's good. <Whoa. laughs> Yeah. Definitely going to move on.
Trying to think what?
Jay.
Making a group of people laugh for sure.
The best.
I was going to go with that as well. I don't like people that like openly enjoy pooping.
I agree. It just
it's a daily nuisance.
No, it is a bad thing, but it's the same thing with a lot of these words. Like a certain level of relief to it.
A lot of you guys are just you have relief fetishes. You want something terrible to happen, something very uncomfortable, just so you can get that feeling.
Sweet doesn't taste as sweet without the sour.
Yeah, I don't know. I just never got the people who like loved. Like just sitting and shitting for a while.
You go on your phone.
Yeah, you like
I can do
you
that.
Like going
break
on,
from
going on your phone. You like going on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is romanticized by
it is.
Yeah.
Weird.
I think I'm sick of the romantic trope of
I am, yeah.
Pooping.
Yeah, classic trope. All right, next is the number 10 seed. This is another smokes one I thought was very good. Someone else's dog really loving you. You walk in their house wherever their dog comes up and like likes you a lot. Specifically,
yeah, I can think of specific memories.
Me too.
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling, and that's going up against the number 7 seed, which is someone canceling plans that you didn't want to go to anyway.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
good.
One.
That's damn good.
That's a really good one.
That's the best one.
It is like almost everything.
Somebody said testify.
Oh, and you going first?
That one, yeah, that's like the best.
It is so good. KB, when I wrote especially this one, I literally was like, KB is going to vote this one through the final.
And that goes against what me and Kyle have been saying, but to your guys' points, that's the ultimate relief fetish.
Yes.
Yep.
Literally, yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay. That's a 1-1.
But what's not good is like the following realization. We're like, neither of us wanted to do this at all. We wasted each other's time. But like, what are we going to do moving forward? We obviously prefer not seeing one another to seeing one another. So we shouldn't be friends at all. And this is pointless.
I never thought
first
that once
starts,
in my life.
I've never gotten
first
that far.
That starts with like your tertiary friends and then it becomes everybody.
Yeah,
then you look around.
Yeah, you took it to a really dark place. KB, I'm assuming you're picking.
It is that, yeah.
Without a doubt. Smokes?
I think I'm going the dog. I mean, if it's a dog especially that doesn't like other people
yes,
generally,
very
and they're like, oh, he never like acts like this towards people, like that, that's another thing where it's, okay, not only does the dog like me, it's because I'm better than other people. It's that feeling of like, this dog likes me. He doesn't like other people. I got to go with the dog.
John Rich?
I do. I take a lot of pride in dogs liking me. I think I'm good with dogs. I think I know how to approach them safely. And then sometimes people will be like, oh, you know, dogs are the best judge of character.
Exactly. Yeah, that's always a great one.
Yeah,
too,
you're right. You're right. Yeah, exactly.
Obviously,
I'll go with
correct.
Dogs. Yes, I'll go with dogs.
Two for dogs.
Yeah, I'm definitely with the canceling plans. I think it's funny when they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And then you respond like, oh, no worries. Like, it's all good. And then they respond, how about next week? And you don't respond.
Stop now.
Yeah.
Next week.
There's always a dance involved with it.
Next week.
All right. Next up, we have the number 2 seed versus the 15. The 2 is where I'm just going to encompass it as sports things. This is going to be, I know we were just talking about not making things too broad. But, like, there's so many different sports moments that you could qualify under great feelings, but I'm just going to encompass them under this one banner. So, like, you hit a walk-off in baseball, you score a goal, championship, hole-in-one. All of that shit is under this one banner because there's too many of them to kind of spread out. So we'll start out in – oh, and that's going up at number 15 seed is when your direct deposit hits, you get the alert, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. Yeah. When you get paid for your labor, it's just so it's a big relief.
Yeah, when you get 60% of what you worked for, or what was it, a walk off in Game 7 of the World Series?
Well, that does count under this banner. Yeah.
If I had to go specific, like I think like just swishing a shot is, or like hitting
it's
the
more
last
realistic. Net.
Yeah, we could go down. We could divide this by 100. Yeah,
hitting the last beer pump.
It can be a fake sport. Yeah, it's top tier.
Chain.
It's too
an unexpected
broad.
Direct deposit is an all time is
yes.
a Hall of
yes.
Fame.
Yeah.
Chain hoop on a double rim specifically.
Ooh. Yes. Yes.
Great feeling swishing that. So Caroline, you go first.
I don't feel like the just like making a shot is a good feeling. It's like the game on the line feeling that's good.
That counts under here, yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna go with that one because especially like the other people on your team who are like indebted to you almost and
kinda,
like
yeah.
treat you so well for like
yeah
you know
what sports did you play?
I played basketball.
Oh nice.
Against like your siblings?
It was like a Christian homeschool.
Okay yeah team, so. That they were definitely yamming it.
We were killing it.
finish the sentence. Ball is
life.
Okay, all right.
Do we need to make sure?
Yes. Okay. Quick hooper check.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I definitely ball.
She passed.
Yeah, literally.
Wait, she's not. She's.
Wait, ball so.
Wait, she's
hard.
Really one of us. Nothing about her.
She's one of the guys.
One of the boys.
John Rich.
Maybe Alu.
Making a
Akbar, bro.
Jesus, come on, Jay. You didn't have to say it. It's already implied.
Oh, making a shot. When we were playing, or making a three-pointer, whenever we were playing for Idol, I was just taking three-pointers in warm-ups, praying that one of the cameramen would cut that in.
Even that would have, yeah. That's
and that would have been, and I'd make one, and everyone else was pretty bad, so I felt like pretty
the relief of making
cool
that basket was big.
Yeah, that was good. It was really, again, you guys talked about this, it's really disappointing to see yourself play. I thought I looked really good out there.
Unless you're Marcy.
It truly is.
Marcy.
She looked
yeah, you're
amazing.
Right. Marcy actually looked really
Marcy good. And Clemmer. Because Clemmer went 500 miles an hour.
Bestest man alive.
It was unbelievable. So you're going to go with sports.
Yeah, sports.
Tommy Smokes.
I mean, yeah, the sports one is just so broad, but I guess I have to, like I said, something about a beer pong shot where you see the water splash up a little bit,
yeah.
Like a clutch beer pong shot. A swish, a putt.
An island in beer pong in high
island.
School.
Yes,
a good
island.
Or if you both get into the same cup and game's over.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the back.
Or when one of the girls let you make out with them.
Yeah. It's a great part of beer pong.
Just putting things into things is a great.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. That's very rarely a bad feeling.
Yes, it's always good.
Plugging something in, or if you put a USB in the right side the first
right
time.
In the right way.
Loved ones coughing into the...
Into the dirt.
I mean, it's the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. Okay.
Well,
so
taking that out wouldn't feel any better.
No relief.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Three for sports, KB.
Why are you digging them up?
Sports versus
direct deposit.
Yeah, it's sports.
Did you have a sports moment like that during your collegiate career?
in my little, everyone has their own personal bubble of like a type of accomplishment that has that feeling. So, yeah.
Well, I want to know what that
was. Probably beating Arizona Miller.
The guy's first name was Arizona?
Yeah, he was a jockey. But he was a little bit too big to be a jockey.
A little too small.
He was like in high school, and he was like a local legend. And like he lived right by the Mountaineer Racetrack and Gaming Resort, and he was a good jockey. He was growing, and like he was kind of sad. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. I think by his senior year, he couldn't jockey.
Okay, but so your biggest accomplishment was beating him in wrestling?
Not my biggest accomplishment. That was my biggest. That was my best feeling, maybe.
I would love a Hard Knocks of just guys who outgrew jockeyhood.
Yeah, he outgrew it fast.
An island of misfit toys of like 5 foot two guys.
No, it would suck to train your whole life to be a jockey, and then you just get to like 5'9".
You hit a growth spurt at 34. What the fuck?
Jay?
Definitely the sport. I mean, especially if you're like a fan of like a weird team and they've sucked for a long time and then they win and then
That's
a sports your feeling,
own. I think we're thinking individual.
You have to be part of it. You are a participant in this sports situation.
Dream bigger, man. This is you.
Yeah.
You're not like a 12th man. Like it's like you are physically part of this.
Yeah. Imagine like your team goes on this crazy run for like 5 weeks and you're doing this crazy diet the whole time. You didn't break it once, and you're part of the team, and you even email people asking for a Super Bowl ring, and you know they don't get back to you. But yeah, definitely that.
Yeah, for sure.
You get a ring. I thought you got a ring.
No.
I legitimately
that's
thought
fucked
you did.
Up, actually. Oh, and I'm assuming you're in
deserve
sports.
Deserve a ring. Yeah, sports.
Sports is going to move on.
Yeah, everyone's got the moment.
Yeah, we'll move through our playoffs quickly, but before we do that, we'll hear from our other sponsor, Everly Well. Folks, let's talk about Everly Well. When you know more, you can do more. What if you could use science to discover more about your body? Find out what you need for a healthier tomorrow with Everly Well. Everly Well's digital healthcare designed for you, all at an affordable and transparent price. With over 30 at-home lab tests, you'll be able to choose the test that makes the most sense for you and get the answers you need, like the men's health and thyroid test that we, both me and Jeff, had taken before with the LCB banner. Here's how it works. Everly Well, they ship you the products directly to your house, your apartment, whatever, everything in one package. You take your at-home lab test, simply collect your sample, and use the included prepaid shipping label to mail it back to a certified lab. Your physician-reviewed results get sent to you by phone or device in just days. You can share the results with your primary care physician to help you guide next steps. So simple, over 1 million people have trusted Everly Well to support their health and wellness goals, and you should too. I did the men's health test, found out that my T levels... Not too low, but getting a little low. Got to take that by urologist, make sure that all got checked out and fixed. Everly Well is doing a special discount to 20% off at home lab test at everlywell.com/LCB. That's everlywell.com/LCB for 20% off your next at-home lab test. everlywell.com/LCB. Thanks to Everly Well. All right, let's blow through the
that
rest.
That could be anything. I don't even know what that is.
You have no idea?
What even saying? Yeah, Everly, is that a name?
Like
a
mental
person?
Health thing?
Oh, don't just the sponsors. Come on.
Well, cut this.
Well, what is it, though?
I'm just saying, that name is open-ended.
It's a company for... They test your spit, and they tell you, like...
It's like a Utah baby.
So, Che, are you singing Beverly Hills by Weezer, but Everly Well?
Perfectly. Wells.
They should see if they could get that.
That's been done before.
Everly Well?
I'm sure someone, there's too
Something
many.
Tells me no.
It's been done.
All right. Now we have another.
You just record that quick and sell it to them?
In case.
Absolutely. Well, I just sing songs like that all the time for you. Very well.
Yeah.
Do these all the time. Okay. So in our Eastern Conference playoffs, we have getting a haircut, and we've encompassed what is counted under the getting a haircut. But I think for me again, getting that hot towel and then just busting in your barber's lap. And that's going...
Did Steven talk about falling asleep? I don't want to...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, getting a haircut is going up against the number 5 seed. Not hitting any red lights, which you missed earlier as well. But just not hitting red lights.
We were doing the yellow lights.
Beating yellow lights is more specific.
Okay. Testing traffic lights.
Yeah.
I would put a haircut as maybe a bad thing.
Same.
Okay, so this originated from the feeling of, like, you know, when you get a kind of a buzz and you feel your head after like the haircut and like spiky. Yeah.
That's what great. Jack and I were voting on a little bit.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
I was
90%
in a more sexual way from videos.
That's when we added on the neck.
I don't. Do you get aroused by traditional sex?
No.
Like ritualistic?
What are you, crazy?
The church?
No, just like penis in the vagina.
Oh,
like,
yeah. No, that's honestly never been something I'm into. Yeah. I've always been more of like a, okay, how about you give me a haircut?
P&B guy.
Yeah.
I like hair.
Yeah. Sure.
So we're going to start with you this time. Let's do Owen. Haircut versus no red lights.
Yeah, I was voting more on the rub in the back of the head. I don't like getting a haircut. And like John Rich said, I usually don't like them after. So I'll go beating the red lights.
Beating the reds and yellows. Che?
Beating the reds for sure.
Another one, KB?
Yeah.
The reds.
I've had a bad beating reds experience.
That was a good one, Owen. I heard that. No, I like that one. Tommy?
I mean, yeah, as the number one haircut sexual guy in the world, I got to go haircut. I will say the beating red lights, it gave me one that I wish I submitted that I just thought of. It's too late now, but
never too late. You know this.
All right. Yeah, when you're going down a roller coaster, the butterflies in your stomach, maybe your ball sack goes into your stomach a little bit, like a little that. Bit, you, yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly what I'm talking about. The feeling on the bottom of your ball sack.
That might make its way in.
Then you're in a passive argument with your girlfriend, so you refuse to smile so it doesn't show up on the camera screen down below. Yeah, so you don't want her to think you had fun. Well, yeah,
that's oddly specific.
All-time day.
Old day.
Whole
day
of power.
I wish I could just vote for
no words uttered, no smile cracked.
A ball sack feeling.
That's not a great
You guys were early on.
You don't like that
feed as well.
Going down a big roller coaster drop? That Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, yes.
You can get that top of swings, too.
Yeah.
The feeling of like almost you're about to fall. Yeah.
Swings age wonderfully. They're still very fun activity for adults.
Why has no one made a workout out of swings yet? Like
I don't need.
It feels like it wouldn't.
No, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not saying I'd want to do it, but I'm just surprised no one's ever done it. You know what I mean?
I think gravity would do all the work.
The actual act of like swinging your legs and shit, and pushing on the other end.
Has anyone ever worked up a sweat on a swing set?
Sure, you can.
Plenty of times.
Would a weighted swing?
Ooh, yeah.
To swing,
I kind of want to see it in the Olympics. Like, you know, when you get off.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Like, I want to see, like, someone flip.
Oh, but do people still do that?
Like, when you jump off, like, I want to.
Yeah, the parkour guys should
I guess, you know, it kind of is like the bars in the female gymnastics. They have bars in men's gymnastics, but it feels like. The girls have the
two. Do the jump,
yeah. The uneven bars. So, they do the jump off.
Is anyone doing a 360?
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. That's what I'm talking about.
180.
The swings.
No, just one revelation.
They do them on, like, the ones where it's the one bar, and then there's another bar that's
the uneven.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Find God in midair.
And they kind of, they flip off, but I would love to see that on the swings.
Yeah.
Like that in Recess, the cartoon, how the one girl.
She could go the full 360.
I didn't believe that.
She definitely was lying.
Oh, I don't think she did that.
That cartoon was a liar.
John Rich, beating the yellows or the haircut?
Definitely beating the yellows.
Ooh.
Shout out Stephen Chase. Cap.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It took me a minute to get there.
I didn't know where you were going with it.
That's man's either way.
It's a damn good feeling.
Caroline.
The roller coaster, I think, should make its way in, but I'm definitely the yellows.
The yellows between this?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will give the option. We can do, for the next matchup, it's going to be the snow days versus the feeling of waking up from a nightmare, but we could substitute one of these for that roller coaster feeling that Tommy just described. Substitute snow days. Are you very gung-ho on snow days?
It's a slaughterhouse. Like, whoever gets voted in, it doesn't matter.
I think snow days
is bloodbath, yeah.
For snow days?
Goliath.
Goliath?
Huge. So,
that's already three right there. Would any of you three vote for snow days?
I would have went nightmares.
Nightmares?
Again, don't like waking up from nightmares. Yeah, snow days for sure.
So snow days is going to move on regardless. So we're going to have snow days versus... not hitting a red light. So snow days versus not hitting
a red light. That was efficient as hell.
Yeah. That was extremely efficient.
Show would be so boring if we just did that every round.
Yes.
I mean, mathematically,
it'd be like
what's
5 minutes long.
Yeah. So Caroline, you go first. No beating the yellows.
I mean, you wouldn't have to.
I still can't believe that shit, but.
You wouldn't have to go anywhere if it was a snow day. So I think it's a snow day.
That's a good point. Very salient point. John Rich. Careful what you say here. You dug yourself in a little hole.
No, I'm thinking. I'm going to go snow day. I think snow day is better.
He does like the white more than he likes the yellow.
White.
Yellow snow, gross.
Yeah,
Tommy.
I'm going to go snow day here, too.
Three for snow
day. I'll say this. I don't even like beating the yellows. I hate dealing with traffic lights in any way. Just like being under them. Yuck.
Red, green, yellow.
In commanded.
I'm big pro roundabout.
Mm-hmm. All right, so snow day is going to move on regardless, but Jay?
Beating yellows like a Vietnam vet.
Oh, come on, man. I have to cut that.
Do we?
No, probably
look
not.
At him, bro.
I don't see. Hello.
Snow days for sure.
Snap. Snow days is going to move into our finals matchup. On the other end of the bracket, Owen, you go first between making a group of people laugh versus betting, winning a bet.
Mm.
Huh.
Two sides of our company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many units are
well, yeah.
are laughing at the joke?
Talking like Frank and Doug's or?
Well, yeah, I just moved from like the sports book side of things to Nick and Kyle's world producing their stuff. So I guess the laughing over
making
betting.
A group of people laugh. Jay?
I like both these things a lot. I'll say the betting.
I'm going to go try to make a restaurant laugh.
A whole restaurant?
Yeah.
How would you do that?
Know.
Chefs in the back, the people
Dallas
in the bathroom.
Barbecue, I don't know.
What restaurant?
That's how Attell came up. He did Long John Silver's.
I want to go make a restaurant laugh. I either want to go crudising or a restaurant. I want to make a restaurant roar.
There would definitely be a good crowd. Like Chili's, I think it would be pretty.
What would have to happen?
You can't say it's hard. Like if
no slapstick.
You stand up and start talking, you immediately like people will dislike you.
Yeah.
In the restaurant.
Yeah, let me hear you roar.
Yeah. Interrupt them in the middle
I'm
of the meal.
I mean, told them to roar.
We didn't even mention this. Think about making the class laugh in high school or college or something.
Great.
Oh
yeah.
At a restaurant though, that's one of the worst feelings when you find yourself in the middle of like an open mic or a spontaneous.
Yeah, someone doing a performance of any kind.
Oh my God, I've been involved. I've been doing those performances and I hated it more
maybe
than anything. I was apologizing basically on stage.
Crowd worked walking by a hotel acoustic guitar singer.
That was the
Nashville.
Worst.
You got involuntary.
Yeah, it was like it involved my participation. To, like I had to respond to him.
What did he say to you?
One thing if he just like made fun of me, but he asked me like questions that made fun of me.
Oh, okay.
He also wasn't like doing stand up.
He
was playing guitar and
he
put it
stopped.
Down to a crowd style.
he finished a song to the tune of no applause. So he just
and then
like,
he made fun
out of
you.
Spite. He did crowd work on me.
That's like what was the homeless
and
guy
he continued to get no response.
Were you a paying customer at this establishment
at the hotel? So he continued to get no laughs, which is even worse, maybe. And then I somehow was also the same victim. I was getting no laughs for my response. I hated him so much.
What did the homeless guy say to you that one time when you said you didn't have any money for him?
He shoved the gummies in my chest.
No, I thought he said like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Get your money up,
slick. Something like that.
Yeah, get your money up, slick. And then, yeah, the other guy shoved gummy sharks into his chest and screamed at the top of his lungs.
Yeah. Fun the snuff and
fun the cuffer. Get tough about it.
Wait. Which one? Is that?
That's when I stepped on some guy's sneakers and he told me to
fun the scuff.
Fun the scuff or get tough about it.
Fun city.
What did you
do? What did
swing
you
at me? I've had a machete blade.
Yeah. I've never heard that one before. That's incredible.
It's never been violent. It's always just been like words that hurt me.
That hurt you very deeply. So you're going to go with making the people laugh?
Yeah.
That's another one for that, Tommy.
Yeah, making people laugh.
Three for making people laugh. John Rich?
Making people laugh.
Going to move on, but Caroline?
Yeah, I'm making people laugh.
It's the best.
Yeah, it's a powerhouse.
Is
that going to be embarrassing when that wins?
What, making people laugh?
We're just going to keep voting for that.
It's a little, a little sad.
Making a baby laugh is a baby.
You were going to say cry.
Yeah. Not cry.
No, wait, a crying baby, when you hold it, it stops crying.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Where are the dogs?
Sub
that
in.
That's really
good. We did worst Optics. Feelings, right? We did worst feelings, and I think we picked making a kid cry was one of the top seeds, wasn't it?
Yes, especially when it's your fault.
Yeah, the second it gets in your arms.
It starts wailing.
Yeah.
It's the worst. Okay, so the next matchup we have is sports feelings. We went over, it's very, very broad. That's going up against someone else canceling plans that you didn't want to go to anyway, which is a powerhouse. Caroline, you go first.
It's like any sports feeling. It's so broad that it's hard. Because if it's like, you know, winning beer pong versus not having to go to this dumb party, I'm going to pick the not going to the dumb party. But if it's like, I'm Michael Jordan, and someone cancels dinner plans, I'm obviously going to go with being Michael Jordan and winning. So I don't know. I guess in my own personal life, it'd be canceling plans since I'm not an athlete of any, you know.
Anymore, you did try to say.
Well, no, I was going to say of any capacity.
Oh, okay.
But,
yeah.
All right. So that's going to be one for canceling the plans. John Rich?
Yeah, definitely back in high school, it was the sports one. But I don't know how many opportunities I get to do that anymore. That basketball and Idol is maybe one of the only athletic things I've been able to do. So I guess it's got to be canceling plans.
Yeah.
And your shot form in Barstool Idol basketball was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I couldn't.
How was it?
I couldn't put a grasp on it. I thought it was like...
It didn't stick out to me.
I just remember watching it and being like, is he like under duress? Like,
yeah, the only thing that stuck out was that you were a lot worse than I thought.
You want to know what? It's like they put that video together. It was so quick. It was like a 2-minute video. That was like 15 minutes, it felt like, of going back and forth.
Very strenuous.
It was such a long time.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to pick canceling plans?
Canceling plans, yeah.
Smokes?
I'm going to go sport. I'm not on the canceling trains as amazing plan. I like doing stuff. And there will be stuff I don't want to do, but I just won't make the plans.
Okay.
Most of the time, if it's something I don't want to do, I just won't make
the plans. Yeah, usually I'm in the position where I'm not going to do something.
Mm. Right, exactly.
You say yes to everything initially.
Yeah, I can't say no.
Oh, I don't. Anybody. I'll be like, no, I'm not doing
but it. I don't even care to say no.
Well, you don't cancel plans. You just don't show up.
Yeah, you never show up.
Right. Yeah, so this actually isn't
a
factor for you at all.
Got to normalize that, man.
Normalize not showing up to plans you agreed to go to.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like most plans I make, I would like to do. Mm. So at least at this point in my life. So I'll go with the sports stuff, even though I'm not experiencing that very much right now.
I mean, you are like a 20-time champion of Barstool events, most of which includes some sort of sporting. KB?
Yeah, I think the sports one is arguably the best of all.
Beating Arizona.
I don't think it matters what level of athlete you are. I think
of course, no.
Feeling of something in sports is a top feeling.
Yeah, like it could be like intramural basketball. It doesn't matter. Like you do something cool, it just feels great.
Yeah, Little League baseball, I like always think of as like some of the happiest. Yeah.
I hit inside the park home run in Little League baseball. I'll never forget it for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
all that shit.
Yeah, Jay.
Definitely the sports.
Three for sports.
Sports.
Sports gonna move on. I didn't expect that.
I don't want this winning though.
Well, it's gonna be sports versus making people laugh. So Owen,
I don't want either one. Just kind of sad for us, like kind of make a wish.
I mean, I'll actually go with sports. I mean, ideally, I would prefer to be playing sports right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People cracking up after you
get. I think we're doing this because we can't. Like, it would be nice to be on the Bucks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like that.
That would be probably better than being funny about the Bucks.
Yeah, and we also so I would do sports. We play basketball. We actually try our hardest, and then it turns out to be funny, which is why we all like it so much.
And my own Rotor would have been a sick athlete name, too. I don't know what sport, but like I feel like Rotor is a good...
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I had a taste. I was athletic until like third grade, and then everyone grew, and then I just didn't.
Same.
Yeah. And also, it wasn't third. It was like seventh.
See, I had the opposite of that. I was really tall early on, so like when people would shoot baskets in basketball, I would just completely like... shove the ball back into their face.
Yeah.
And it was like the best time of my life. Like, it was just like people would go crazy. I just was like slamming them down.
This Christian basketball league, too. It's like, fuck you, Jebediah.
Homeschool Christian basketball.
That one year where all the girls were a foot taller rule. Oh,
crazy year.
That was a dope year.
Goated year. Goated year.
Uh-huh.
Oh man!
I was so much shorter than them, but still, like being a huge asshole, it just didn't work.
Y'all had the upper hand somehow. But
So Owen went with sports. Jay,
sports. Like, imagine looking forward to a mini golf tournament your whole life, and then the 9-year-old you're playing just falls apart on the second playoff hole, and you win.
Yeah,
incredible feeling.
Would be tough. KB.
We're underestimating how good the making this is, depending on the situation, how good it is to make a stranger's laugh, especially when... Yeah.
It's great.
Especially when what?
Yeah. When it's somewhere like boring, like, and you're kind of like relating over something else you guys both saw and hated.
So I actually submitted that too, of like when a stranger does something weird in public, and you lock eyes with another
solidarity.
Another stranger, like, can you believe this guy?
Yeah,
like,
that type of
look,
dude,
is a great feeling.
Yeah, like I gave like a thumbs up to an old lady who was getting like harassed on the subway. I guess I should.
That's not the same situation at all. That time.
Yeah, I guess I should.
I'll even throw in like a stranger acknowledging you in public in any way,
like saying like "Viva"
or just anyway, just even like looking at you and like
some old lady's getting this shit beat out of her, and she looks at Owen and goes, "Oh, Viva!" She's getting fucking beat down.
Yeah,
I think it's all, like with maybe a customer service or like a waiter or like somebody that was really rude to someone behind the counter at a fast food place, and you go up like, "Oh, what a dick that guy!"
Oh, I love doing that. I love doing that. Oh my god. I forget what I said the last time I saw that, but it was...
Yeah, so just giving yourself credit for not being an asshole.
Yeah.
For not being lower than the very low bar.
Just so you know, I'm better than that person.
All right, Smokes, you're up.
Making people laugh.
Making people laugh.
I'm going to make that my answer, too.
Oh, yeah, I thought you already picked it. John Rich.
I'm going to go making people laugh again. Haven't played a ton of sports recently, and also the best time for me to make someone laugh, I had to make a lot of cold calls at my last job.
That'd be a good
There's nobody job. Like more like not wanting to talk to you than somebody you're cold calling. And if you can get a laugh out of them, that's pretty damn rewarding. So I'll go with that.
All right, Caroline.
I actually am gonna go with the sports one because I feel like with making people laugh, there's not a lot of callback, but like we're still talking about John Rich and Yak basketball, and so I feel like if you like did something really big in sports, like people bring it up and are like, oh hey, I saw you at the whatever, instead of like having to be there for your laugh. More gratification, like, longer.
If John Rich dunked, like that's all we would talk about.
I remember when I made all the threes in a row, 11 I think, and Tony Chiazza pretending like he didn't see anything.
That was kind of nuts. That's something you remember for the rest of your life, though. So I guess that is a great point.
It has like more of a ripple, you know?
Yeah.
It's easier to brag about a sporting achievement than to be like, you guys should have heard all the time.
Yeah, like, what am I going to say? I made them laugh so
much. I agree. I'm with the making people
laugh.
I think
that might show it's a better feeling because it's harder to recreate.
Yeah.
But if you also make a group of people laugh, you can potentially run that same joke back and do it multiple times.
The callback joke is
in a different group. Yeah, a group of people.
Yeah, but then they don't laugh, and then it like almost discredits.
Yeah, it does. That's happened before.
That's not the feeling we're talking about.
People latch on to that joke, and the guy keeps saying.
So that's part of it too. When you said like making strangers laugh, where I immediately thought like, well, some strangers laugh out of courtesy. Or like you clearly deliver a punchline, and they don't know you well enough to be like, that was a dumbass joke.
Oh, making the strict teacher laugh.
That's what's going on.
Just a little giggle because you said something lewd, and she still couldn't help herself.
Yeah. There's this one teacher that told...
Damn, it twerked.
We had a teacher that told a student in our class, Frank Barbado, who told him, if you say douchebag again, I'm taking 3 points off your average. And he said, if I say double douchebag, will you take 6 points off? And the class like fucking
that's
died.
Good. That's good.
And it's like that's a line that'll last with me for the rest of my life as far as making strangers laugh.
Yeah.
And I think for that reason, just remembering that, I'm going to push through since it's a tiebreaker situation, the making people laugh. So it's going to be making people laugh versus snow days. Caroline, you go first.
I'm going to say making people laugh.
It is just, it's very tough to beat.
It makes it, the not having a snow day worth it. Like, if you go to a school and you're just making tons of people laugh, like,
yeah,
good.
A feeling you know very well.
Definitely.
I remember I made the snow day operator laugh when I called.
What's a,
what?
Snow day operator?
So kinda, when we got canceled, I made her laugh.
What did you say to her?
The automatic operator.
What? A robot? Hey.
We couldn't afford a real one.
Oh, you had like an actual lady on a switchboard?
And do it manually. Made her crack
really
up.
Funny. John Rich.
Boy, that's tough. I'll go with making people laugh. It's still relevant today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be doing it now. Sometimes it happens.
Not making someone laugh also kind of sucks really bad.
Trying and failing is, you look like such a freak.
Oh, yeah.
Same with snow days, though. Like, both of these are very, like,
they have inverse.
Yeah, very, like, big inverses.
To the point of trying and failing, that's why I don't know if I want this to win.
Yeah.
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 But that's the same, again, it has the same sort of, like, upside down scenario with snow days where your district doesn't get called. It's horrible.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm saying if our bracket puts this as the winner and it's not a funny episode.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they don't put all the winners on the actual bracket.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah, I'll go making people laugh, even though that made me a little bit scared, what Owen just said. But, yeah, like, snow days also have an expiration. Like, snow days are great in elementary school. Now I hate snow. Like, or, like,
yeah, that's
you
true.
Have to yes. shovel snow when you, like, get old enough where it's, like, yeah. snow day isn't just yeah. snow.
I don't want any precipitation.
Yeah, and your dad is like, here is a shovel. Like, then, then it becomes a lot less fun. Yeah.
Significantly less.
Making people laugh has no expiration.
It's true. It's three. KB?
You'd laugh, yeah.
It's going to move on, but Che?
If we're including current versions of snow days, it has no business being this far because
right.
Actual snow right now is the worst.
Yeah. So, and also you have a little bit of a different situation because you live in a house, but in an apartment, like if we get like work canceled here because there's a snow day, it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. But like nowadays, that doesn't even mean shit because like half of us worked from home over COVID anyway. So it's like the allure of that is dead.
Responsibilities don't really go away.
Yeah. Also, like there's restaurants that aren't open and
yeah, it's just a gigantic house.
You got to tip your seamless driver more.
Like a little more.
You got to tip him in general.
It's making people laugh.
Yeah, it's making people laugh. That's going to be the winner of our...
So maybe send us videos of you guys watching this and laughing.
Yeah, that would make us feel better.
Yes. Laugh as much as you can. Yeah,
tag us all.
Just tweet us like some 90 to 120 second videos of you just laughing.
as hard as you can.
No content.
I don't care what it's at.
Let's all just individually post like the Nathan Fielder type pictures of us, like me and all my friends laughing at this episode of The Bracket. Okay, so next week we're going to be doing, I think, was it Best Places to Go as a Kid? But we might switch that up a little bit. We're going to do, that's going to be our current next one.
I'm fine for a worst one.
Yeah, we could
bad
also.
Bad one. Like,
you want a real bad one?
Like, no, ranking bad things on how bad they are.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to have Nick back for that one. Thank you so much to our Idol winners, Caroline and John Rich, for joining us. We'll be back again next week. Remember, if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe on Spotify, subscribe, all that fun stuff. And we will see you next week.